Hello, 大家好，我是木木，欢迎大家收听这一期的早安英文。
This is Luna.
Well, as I know, the 2018 Winter Olympic Games is coming soon. Starts on Thursday, February 8th. What do you like? How do you think about it?
Let's see. I like snowboarding, ice skating, and the ski jump.
Actually, I seldom watch the Winter Olympic sports, but I like figure skating.But today, we don't talk about sports events, we talk about some expressions in sports competitions. Lots of people may just know the word champion.
Ah, so ways to describe the events or people themselves.
Yeah. 如果大家想要收看这期节目的笔记，欢迎大家在微信或者是微博搜索关注早安英文，私信回复笔记两个字就可以了。另外，我们为大家准备了免费的神秘学习大礼包，请微信搜索关注早安英文，回复福利两个字就可以看到了。我们应该很早就知道冠军这个词啊，就是冠军这个词。
So champion to spell is champion.
Champion. Yeah. We often forgot the N pronunciation, the end of the
champion.
Word champion. A lyric just popped up in my mind. We are the champion.
Oh.
So we know the winner can be called champion. What about the second place?
That is the first runner-up. So like runner-up basically just means the person after.
Yeah. 就所以这个 runner-up 其实就是指的 the second place.
Yeah.
亚军。那加了一个 first 呢，就是表示强调啊，指的是冠军后这个第一个获奖的人。Then how do we talk about the third place?
That is the second runner-up.
easy.
Pretty easy.
所以呢，这个季军呢，我们就可以说是 second runner-up.Are there any other expressions to call the first place? I often hear the word crown in some beauty contest or something.
Oh yeah, sometimes they say crown crown beauty.
Yeah.
Sometimes they also say like king or queen. So those are some different ways to say it. The champion, winner, king, queen,
like,
crown beauty.
More common.
Yeah,
in competition.
Those are more common.
我们还听到这个加冕啊，皇冠加冕的这种表达也是表示冠军，但是通常是在这个选美啊，或者是国王啊、皇后啊这样一些表达当中。And the first place also can be called gold medalist, 就是金牌获奖者 right?
Yeah, so gold medalist, especially in like sports competitions or beauty competitions, you also have silver, which is your second place.And then you have bronze, which is your third place.
对，刚刚听到的就是一二三名啊，还可以被叫做金银铜牌的获得者，这理解起来就非常的容易了。比如说金牌呢，就是 gold medal， 那么这个 medalist 指的就是奖章的啊，这个获奖者就是金牌。
Okay, so we have the first one, which is the champion, first place, or gold medalist. You have your second one, which is the second place runner-up or silver medalist. And then you have the third one, which is third place, second runner-up, or bronze medalist.
对，刚刚索琳娜我们总结了三种表示冠亚季军的这样几种表达方式。我们了解冠亚季军之后怎么说呢？我们再看看，在体育竞技当中，有一些非常厉害的队连连获胜。So now we're going to talk about how to describe some athletes standing out in Olympics.
The athletes and what they do.
The first one, they are on a winning streak, means a streak. So S-T-R-E-A-K means they are winning all the time, right?
Yes, so this means that they have had many, usually consecutive wins in a row. So for example, they also sometimes say like a lucky streak.
Lucky streak. 因为这个 streak 啊、有就是它的意思啊，有段时间的好运，或者是有段时间的霉运，所以主要是在看啊，你前面加什么形容词来决定它到底是指好运还是霉运。If I say on a losing streak means bad luck all the time, right?
Yeah, that's not the kind of streak you want to have at all.
Yeah, and there were some amazing athletes. They've swept.The bold.
So this means that they've won everything or almost everything.
就是也就是表示大获全胜啊，获得全部的奖项。For example.
Okay, so example, we could say the team swept the board in, let's say, an event, winning all however number of gold medals.
Yeah, fill in the blanks. For example, the team swept the board in gymnastics, winning all 16 gold medals.
That's a lot of gold medals. All right, so our next one, we could say that he or she is firing on all cylinders.
Cylinders.
Yes.
C-Y-L-I-N-D-E-R-S. Yes. I seldom say the word. Cylinders.
Cylinders.
What does it mean?
So this means that someone is working or functioning at their peak condition, that they are working very hard.
就是比如说这个 to be firing on all cylinders, 就形容某人马力全开啊，在比赛的时候呢调整到了最佳的状态，这样一种这样一种表达方式。节目听不过瘾，马上升级我们的会员，有超过600节从零基础开始的分级系统课程，一年内直播课无限量供应，包含发音、美剧、写作、阅读、学习方法，让你和老外无障碍交流。原价999元，限时特惠，一年只需629元。了解以及购买课程，请微信搜索关注“早安英文”，回复“会员”两个字就可以了。So much for today's podcast.
Yes.That is all we have today. Please go watch the Olympics.
对，那每次我们的节目呢，总是戛然而止。希望大家能够在这期节目当中啊，学到这些关于运动会的关押季军的一些表达。那我是木木。
This is Lena.
我们下期见。
下期见。
拜拜。